everyone, welcome back to the Queer Ascendancy. This is a bit more formal because we have a lot of guests. This is the most guests we've had in an episode. This is our special Pride episode. Yay, happy Pride Month. We love gay people here.
Formal loosely, though. It's still gonna be chaos. That's the thing.
For sure. Like, we had technical difficulties for the first, like, 12 minutes.
At least it happened when we weren't on air, though, so...
We're leaving a great impression for the people who are here with us.
You see me on Twitter. It's fine.
Oh, God. I think Twitter's worse than our TikTok account.
I should not have been allowed on Twitter. I'm a little too unhinged over there.
No. But, you know, it's part of our brand. It's part of the Star Wars TikTok, like, queer podcast brand. And you know I'm correct, because other queer podcasts are exactly like this.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Okay, so we're gonna... I hate being formal. I don't like it. We're gonna do some introductions so you can get to know everybody before we start talking about gay Star Wars for, like, however long. We're gonna do name pronouns, and the question is, which character do you think should be canonically LGBTQ? I am Becca, my pronouns are she, her, and I think Thrawn... should be can LGBTQ. I think he is queer and on the asexual spectrum. So.
I thought you were going to go autistic spectrum. I was like, so true! I'm Kels. My pronouns are they, she, and the character that should be canonically LGBTQ? Let's see. Well, okay. Both Wedge and Quinlan are bi. So, there's that.
Okay, so my name is Danny. My pronouns are she, they, and my character that I think should be canonically LGBTQ. I kind of have two. I've got Ram from the High Republic. And then I think Obi-Wan, like, they should just go over the edge with that one, because Obi-Wan, like, canonically already flirts with everyone.
Oh, no, it kicked me out.
I'm Leah, my pronouns are she, her, and a character who should be canonically LGBTQ is Omega from The Bad Batch, because there is no explanation that I will accept for why she's a girl other than that she's transgender.
So true, honestly.
Hi, I'm Gabs, my pronouns are they, them, and my character I think should be LGBTQ. One, Finn and Poe, because I spent 5 years hoping that that would become canon for... I still get sad about that. But also, pick Adrian, because she is the definition of bi-wife energy. Like, just... yeah.
Okay, I'm sure you're wishing you've read High Republic now, because this is all we're going to talk about, and you're going to be lost.
It's okay. You can spoil...
I made my list of canon queer characters I could think of off the top of my head.
Of all of
and
us.
It's all High Republic all the way down to here. Where I start getting into the Bounty Hunters comic.
My list is entirely book characters, and I think that says a lot. Except for Flix and Orca. They're like the
yes, I love them so much!
I included Wilhuff Tarkin.
Oh my god.
Flix and Orca. I included Sinjar Rathvelis and Thunder Kyle, though. I knew that that would make you excited, Kels.
Kels will like go on a tangent.
We're screaming about Sinjar. Like, I'm just... That is my boy. Anyway, did Becca die? Because I haven't heard from her in a while. Is that just me?
My Discord, like, went out for a second, so I had to come back in, but I didn't miss anyone's introductions. I was like, wait a minute. So I was opening another tab, so
did
I could have another...
Did Becca die?
No.
I don't know.
I'm here.
No. Cool, I just can't see or hear her. This is really fun.
Oh no. Oh no. Hold on. Okay. We love technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. They are part of the brand.
It really is.
I need to leave. How do I leave? What is the queer ascendancy if not Becca having technical difficulties? That's embarrassing. We're still recording.
We're doing great, guys. I'm so proud of us.
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear
yes,
me?
Yes, we can hear
I
you.
Can.
I cannot.
God!
That does complicate things, doesn't
I'm,
it?
I'm a fervic,
oh
genuinely.
My God.
I will yeet out for them.
We're in the... Our listeners shouldn't be surprised, because I think we have technical difficulties every... We don't usually use Discord, we usually use FaceTime. And even then, there's technical difficulties with Wi-Fi.
Okay, now I see Becca and hear her.
Cool. You can hear me. Okay. What is the queer yeah. ascendancy, if not technical difficulties persevering?
Truly.
Okay. Back on track. Go ahead, Kels.
Was there ever a track?
Never.
Was there a track?
Never.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
A track, a line.
Wait, you can just skywalk them.
You can skywalk them.
Just skywalk.
We could. Anyway, does anyone have any canon LGBTQ Star Wars characters that they want to talk? We all know who I want to talk about, so I will wait for a second.
You can just start talking.
Does anyone have? Because I have a point I want. I have several points.
You have several
points.
But
I'm going to start with one.
Go for
yeah.
it.
So, one that I want to bring up is a pretty recent addition to the canon. Is Sister, the canonically transgender woman clone trooper. Mm-hmm. And she was first introduced in E.K. Johnson's Queen's Hope. She has since appeared in Mike Chen's Brotherhood. Read both of those books. That was a message to the listener and to anyone here.
I'm reading Brotherhood right now.
It's really good. Mil Alabeth is... I love. Okay. Back
child.
To Sister. I was really excited to get the first... she is the first trans woman in the canon, and in the main canon, so not counting Ronan, which Ronan deserves to be counted, but in the mainline canon, as far as I know, she is the first binary trans person that we have.
Yeah, I think so.
Which, you know, there's a whole discussion to be had about the lack of canon queer men in recent works, but still, I was really excited to get a canon transgender woman. But, you know, as cool as it is that she's there, that's kind of all that she is
yeah.
there and trans. She's very one-dimensional. Which, yeah, we're only seeing her at the very start of the Clone Wars. And yeah, the clones are kind of portrayed as being very not having a personhood yet at that point. They're all very much the cookie-cutter clones at that point. But... You know, I want to see more LGBTQ characters and particularly in this case, more trans characters who are given the same level of depth as other characters in a similar position to them. So, like, I'm not asking for a Sister to be the next Rex. I mean, she should be.
She should
but
be.
I'm not... But I'm not going to, like, force that to happen. But, you know, I want her to have more character traits than just being a trans woman. Yeah. You know?
You know what's really funny,
should be
though?
In the Bad Batch, because her and Omega meet each other.
Her and Omega, you know?
She
shows up, and Wrecker's like, why are you a woman? And God, Omega just, like, looks at her and then looks back at the rest of the batch and goes, she's transgender. I'm transgender. And, you know, that's boom.
Be incredible. Truly.
Those were amazing.
Omega like, impression.
That was amazing. But Leah, it's really funny you bring that up because that is the exact conversation me and Hayden had in the IHOP outside of the Anaheim Convention Center.
I was in that IHOP with Maggie and Brittany the day before, having similar discussions. That IHOP was magical, yeah.
It had to be there.
Lots of discussions of queerness in Star Wars there, actually.
Yeah, we need to find an IHOP equivalent at Star Wars Celebration London, because...
There have been some ideas proposed.
There have been some ideas, but yeah. Anyway, we're getting off track.
You're getting off track. Like, wait. Someone else. It's canon queer.
Things close at like 9 o'clock. It's.
Yeah. I mean, most things do here. It was a random 24-hour IHOP. And there was nowhere else to go.
I didn't know there was 24-hour IHOPs.
Oh, there are. It's what. Yeah. But they're not international, so IHOP is lying to you. It's just the domestic House of Pancakes. But.
That's so bad.
I'm sorry. I had to. Anyway. Did someone talk, girls? I will start talking about Sinjir and will not shut up.
Yeah, Kels needs to go last.
I will pitch in if we're talking about Sinjir and But maybe someone else should talk, right?
We'll do it later.
I'll just talk about Amelyn Holdo because she's very special to me.
Yes,
talk about her.
I think The Last Jedi does not do her justice. Like, no. If you've read Leia, Princess of Alderaan.
Yes.
I love that book. It's so good. Like, this. Yeah, her and Leia were a thing at some point. No one can change my mind on that. Like,
you're right.
Yeah.
I love her very much. And, like, she's just the weird human, much like I am the weird human. Generally, like, even Leia thinks she's weird to begin with. It's like, what the fuck is this girl doing?
Just like appear and just say the randomest shit, and then Leia's just like, okay, what?
Also, a canon astrology bitch, and I love that for her. Yeah, and like, her hair changes color every 5 seconds. It's, I don't know how she still has hair at this point, but that's
Star
also very
Wars,
gay
they
for
have
her. Like,
dye, so you don't lose your hair. It just made that up, but it sounds true.
Dye with Bacta in it?
Yeah, because it's an ancient resistance comic. Dyes it with some weird plant thing, and I'm like, how the hell does this work? I'm confused. Yeah.
Whenever I get confused, I say, it's in space, so suddenly it makes sense, because it's in space.
Space wizard.
Space wizard.
A wizard did it.
It's the Force.
The Force is gay, that's it.
Annie, do you have anyone?
I've read my entire book. I'm Team Ronin all the way.
I need to read
it. I love it so much. I love all the characters in it. I don't have, like, any super specific things, because, like, I'm still pretty new to reading the books, and that seems to be where all of the LGBTQ characters are, or at least where LGBTQ-ness is in here. It's, like, not a thing until they end up in a book, which I think is a whole nother issue to discuss.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm also still pretty new to the community in general, so, like, I don't have, like, a lot of thoughts about that yet.
That's valid.
That's
like, totally valid.
I think nowadays there's like there wasn't a lot of representation on screen or in anything really, and so like I didn't really find out about people like that until like middle school and high school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
or even older, or didn't really get the chance to think about it until like after high school. Because in high school, you're so busy with everything, like your brain can't comprehend anything.
Yeah,
representation in Star Wars is lacking, in my opinion. Because not everyone is going to read the books.
Yeah.
Or the comics. Not everyone's going to read the books. Need it. Yeah. We need it on screen too. Because not everyone's going to like take the time to read, or some people can't, or like don't have access to it. So the like visual media is all they have.
And I, with regards to, sorry to butt in, with regards to representation, and like, yeah, the lack of representation so much. Aftermath was, like, when I read that, you know, pretty much when it came out, and the pirate, Elodier Marikavania.
Yeah.
When I first got to Zerfart's in the book, not only was that, like, one of the first, because, like, I had encountered books with, like, gay people in them, gay cis people in them, but that was the first book that had, that I, obviously there were books that included non-binary characters before that, but Zerparts in that book were the first place that I ever encountered not only, like, non-binary characters, but also neo-pronouns, which was a little bit of a learning curve at first, but was also, you know, really, really cool to, like, see that introduce.
I really hope that they come show up in, like, some other canon media somewhere.
Right.
Because they brought Cobb Vanth out of Aftermath. He's in three chapters in that whole freaking trilogy.
Oh my God. I mean, I think,
and they brought him out.
I think Elodier, I think Z's in a similar number of chapters. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I think Zer chapters were like one per book.
Yeah.
Z-Zer are Zer pronouns.
Yeah, so you can anywhere. In a book with pirates.
Mm.
Team up with Hondo. Let's do it.
Team up with Hondo.
Yes, Hondo. Oh my gosh. I just want him to show up in everything. He's like the perfect just randomly shows up and then leaves type of character.
We know that he's alive like the whole time.
Yeah, he's alive on Batuu, so like this dude's alive.
He's chilling.
Paula said Flume in Kenobi, and I was like, wait, oh my God, are they going to see Hondo? And we didn't, but I did lose my shit for a while.
Just those little mentions, like Kels with the love of her life, their life.
The amount of people after that freaking... Oh, no, you know what's so embarrassing? Okay, I watched the episode at like 4 in the morning, so I was like half asleep when I watched it. I didn't catch the name drop when it first happened, and then I was getting all these, like, I opened Twitter and I had all these, like, DMs, everyone's, like, screaming at me, did you watch the episode? And I was like, yeah, the duel was cool and Vader was awesome. They're like, no, but the name drop. And I was like, what are you talking about right now? Like, so then I had to go back and I was like, oh shit, my boy was mentioned and I missed it the first time. This is so embarrassing. But yeah, I had, like, a whole side of Twitter and TikTok and Instagram all just checking in on my well-being, and it's fine.
Yeah, and you had another whole side convinced to finally read Dark Disciple.
I created a Dark Disciple army, like, literally that whole week. Like, I lost kind of, people were like, I'm reading it now, and I was like, yes!
I still haven't read it.
I need to read it.
I'm reading Brotherhood.
Like, my co-host.
I think I read that, like, a good year or two ago. I think it was, like, right before COVID happened. Because I was, like, taking chemistry, and I remember pictures of me reading it in the college building.
Yeah, I found a TikTok in my drafts of me just sobbing uncontrollably over it, and it's just hiding in there.
I want to see that so bad.
I don't know if I'll ever let it loose.
Friends only.
I did make the mistake, though, of reading Lost Stars first and then Dark Disciple right afterwards. It was a lot.
I haven't read Lost Stars.
I haven't reread Lost Stars since the first time I read it, which was, like, probably 5 years ago. And when I finished it, I was, like, sobbing in my tutor room at school at, like, 8 a.m. in the morning with my friend sat next to me being like, are you okay, bestie? Like, what the hell? I just ended that book. It was a lot.
I just remember my review I put of TikTok of me. I just stand there, I'm staring blankly at the camera, like, I'm trying to process what happened, but... And then I read this afterwards, and it was... a fun time.
And it got even worse.
It got worse.
Yeah. I think I mentioned to you, Kels, that, so I... listened to the audiobook of Dark Disciple.
You told me
and
this.
I didn't know how much of the book was left. Because I, like, wasn't checking. So I was just running some errands. And I got to the end of the book in the produce aisle at a grocery store. I was sobbing next to some bok choy.
You just looked really...
bok choy.
You're just really passionate about bok choy.
I'm really passionate about that bok choy, you know? It looked wilty. It needed more water. Right, so queer characters.
Right, queer people. We have my headcanons in both those books, but there are not any canonical queer people. Anyway, is this when we talk about Sindri now? Or Rebecca, do you have anyone you want to talk about before I take over?
Sure. Well, I'm not going to go on a tangent. I just want to say, Rae Sloane, because she's everything to me. I need to read, I want to reread books with her in it, because I think her character's so interesting, and I started playing, Squadrons today, and she was in the beginning, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? Is she going to be in more of it? I don't know, because no one talks about this game. So I'm, like, hoping that I'll see her again, but probably not. But I just wanted to mention her. I believe she's
well,
canon bisexual.
You need to read the rest of the Aftermath trilogy.
Listen, that's money I have. Do you want to buy them for me?
She is so bad.
I'm jobless right now. I don't have a job, Kels.
Okay, maybe we could start a book fund for Rebecca.
I'll put it on my on my Amazon wish list. Maybe someone will buy it for me.
There you go. Exactly.
I need
the first
her.
Aftermath book that's just been sat on my shelf for years, and I need to read it. Eventually.
Yeah, I can't. The Aftermath agenda is spreading.
The Aftermath agenda is really spreading.
No one talks about it. And when I do hear about it, everyone says how terrible it is. And then I was like, okay, I will read this for Wedge. And then I came out of it being like, this was one of the greatest trilogies of my life. And Sindri is my beloved boy. And his Zabrak bounty hunter bestie. I don't know why people said it was terrible. It was so good.
You could tell who had read the Aftermath books the theater for Rise of Skywalker from who screamed and cried and sobbed.
No. It's so cruel that they killed Snap and had
you know
after
the audio. The book makes it worse. The book makes it worse, because there's just this moment where he looks at this hollow of Kare right before he dies, and it's like,
I don't need this, especially when they released that freaking comic panel for Star Wars 25 or whatever. I can't.
Cruel and unusual. That's all I have.
Cruel and unusual punishment. Oh my god.
No. Anyway. LGBTQ
character.
Yeah, Sindri's character. Oh, let me increase the Aftermath character count.
Sindri. Yeah, Sinjir, I have said it before, I told Hunter. Why am I calling her Hunter? It's Hayden, good lord. I told her, I went on a, like, a 15-minute tangent in the IHOP about Sinjir and why he's the best-written queer Star Wars character, and I will forever stand by that. He's so well-written, where it's like, he's gay, but it's not his entire personality, but it's also very important to who he is as a character, if that makes sense. And it works. And, yeah, him and Condor, we don't talk about them enough. Well, people just don't talk about them, period, and it makes me so sad. Where is their Pride comic variant cover? Where is it? Where is it? I'm so bothered that they haven't gotten one yet.
Paola Villanelli, I am knocking at your door.
Give me Sinjir and Condor. But, yeah, he just... And his relationship with Jazz, their friendship is, like, literally, it is, like, the gay and gay protector. And, like, they have one of the best platonic friendships in all of Star Wars 2. I adore them. And when they, like, parted ways, I was sobbing. And I was like, no, you two have to stay together. Like, you're a pair now. You're a package deal. You can't leave each other. But, yeah. Just his character development is so good. I don't want to go into it too much because Becca hasn't read all of them yet. But yeah, Sinjir.
I haven't read the High Republic either.
Okay. I'm spoiled, like, most of the High Republic for you, but it's fine.
It's fine.
Seen some spoilers. I can't avoid them on Twitter, and I don't.
I did also accidentally, like, spoil Dark Disciple for you during the Valentine's Day episode. I don't know if you heard me, but I very much backtracked that statement.
I don't, bad. My memory is shot. I
oh,
do
good,
not
you remember.
Remember most things that happened in my life.
I pulled
to
the end of the book on accident. And tried to backtrack.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go listen to the episode right now. I'm gonna end the recording, end the episode.
Go listen to it. She's gonna go figure out how Dark Disciple ends.
I'll just flip to the last few pages of the book. I have the book. I just haven't read it yet.
No.
No.
You don't remember how it ends.
But you don't remember how it ends, or you do?
I do not. I cannot remember, like, any main things that happened at the end.
I do envy you for not.
It's plague.
I wasn't, like, super emotionally invested in it, because, like, in my head, I had convinced myself so much that Ventress was a lesbian, that I spent most of that book being like, this doesn't feel right.
Well, that is so justified.
Okay, at least you're chill about it. The amount of, like, lesbian Ventress truthers that have come at me, though, I'm like, guys, calm down. It's not just Quinlan, it's very much Obi-Wan, too. Like, you're just, like, that, you can't deny Ventress and Obi-Wan, especially when Obi-Wan very
like
much admitted
that
he's
episode or something that they, like, team up and just continuously flirt with each other, right?
I'm like, canonically, J-fucked. You can't tell me they did it. I always say she's bisexual, but she prefers women, and the only exceptions are Obi-Wan and Quinlan. That's where I'm at. But, yeah, lesbian Ventress. I see the vision. I feel you. I've just been attacked by so many lesbian Ventress truthers that I'm just like, she loved Quinlan. Let me exist, please.
I don't get that sort of thing, like, in general. Like, why do you care so much that you're just gonna, like, randomly attack someone about something,
like,
online?
That's not canon,
yeah.
Because I don't like it. I'm like, well, it kind of is canon, so.
People take some of their headcanons
too far,
I think.
It's rough being a Quinlan stan. You'd think it'd be nice and easy, but it's... I need him to appear somewhere in live action so he has an official, like, actor, so people can stop telling me their terrible fan cast of him. And at least Kumail was not... I won that round. He wasn't... But I'm still getting the Jason Momoa ones, and I'm like, please stop. He's not black, but... That was a tangent that I didn't need to go on, but it does tends to happen.
You know
anyway.
What? Your tangents are valid. They're a part of who you are, and I accept them. I go on when I talk about Thrawn, I go on tangents.
You do.
I do.
Speaking of Thrawn, that is a good segue. That is the thing, is I've read the Thrawn books. I know loosely what happens. Couldn't tell you, mainly because it's all like this Navy stuff where it's long work. Because I went from reading, what did I read before Thrawn Treason? I'm trying to remember. Oh, good boy, I'll take a look. Like, whatever I read before Thrawn Treason, I think it was a YA book, so, like, it wasn't as wordy. I forgot how wordy Timothy Zahn is. It's great, but I was just not in the zone for it.
Sometimes it's too much.
And then, like, space battles? This is a lot. I love the effort he puts in space battles, but it is just pew-pew-pew in my brain.
No, I went from Aftermath, where... Say what you want about Chuck. He can write battles. It's so good. The way he writes the Battle of Jakku, I felt like I was watching a movie. Especially when I listened to the audiobook. And then to go from that to Timothy Zahn battles, I was like, what is going on? Where are we?
Timothy Zahn battles are kind of written like an after-mission report.
Like Thrawn's mind!
Like, it's literally you went Thrawn's back mind. To your commanding officer and you were like, here's what exactly what happened in this battle.
That's like, I think that's...
Step by step.
We're reading Thrawn's reports.
Third attempt to read Greater Good. Because I started both times, like, in the middle of the semester, and it's just... It's too much for my brain.
It was hard for... It was harder for me to get through. It was. I will say that. And I am a huge Thrawn stan, but that one was hard to get through.
Yeah, I'm a Thrawn stan through and through. Couldn't tell you what happened in his books, though, other than...
Listen.
Definitely. There was a Thrawn Padme Anakin polycule, so...
Sure.
That's canon.
I will
no
say...
No one can tell me otherwise.
Thrawn 2017, the first book, is literally a romance novel. It is a love story, and I... Like,
you
a lot of...
You look at quotes out of that book, and you're like, what am I reading?
Just like, Twitter. If you are listening, you agree, because I've seen everyone on just Twitter say the same thing. It is a love story, because what man would just follow this man and, like, and then go off to a random planet where he doesn't know any... Eli, that's so gay. Like, that's gay behavior.
What man stares intimately at another man's throat and notices how his breathing patterns are? I was like, Thrawn, I get it, you analyze people, but we're going a little too far here, dude.
What man only ever acknowledges the muscles under another person's shirt when it is specifically Eli Vanto's muscles?
That's what I'm saying. Don't even get me started on the third book, because I could go off about that one and I won't. But I... Speaking, like, this is a great segue into...
Day, Lieutenant Vanto.
That's what I... Don't get me started on that, because I have a lot to say, and that's... This is not the episode for it. Speaking of headcanons, here we go. Well, I already said that I think Thrawn is
also,
on the asexual spectrum.
I didn't mention this earlier in my should-be-gay, okay, demisexual Anakin was confirmed by E.K. Johnston herself. She told me. I was like, you get it. Thank you. I've been fighting in the trenches over demisexual Anakin. I won. He's also trans man. So, that's a trans man. Can't tell me otherwise.
You're so, you're so right. You're so
we
valid.
We talked about this yesterday. I've gone on my trans Anakin tangent with you, Becca.
You've done it on the podcast.
I could do a recap as to why it makes so much sense. Anyway, I will do a small recap. So, basic biology. To have a, like, man, you need an XY chromosome, and women are XX, right? Or Y. This shows how good I am at science. Anyway, but, like, the Y chromosome can only come from man's sperm. Like, the female body cannot create an X chromosome. So, explain to me. If Anakin was created by the Force, where'd that Y chromosome come from?
It didn't.
That was...
Strictly speaking, there'd be no way to do that.
Exactly. It just shows that, one, George Lucas doesn't understand biology, but, yeah, that's a trans
man. No, it's the same logic by which we know for 100% fact that Omega is trans, you know? It's like,
yeah,
there's no other explanation.
Exactly. Yeah. Because we all know Jango was a cis man. There's no way.
We know that Django was a cis man because we know that Sister is a trans woman.
Exactly. Leah and I are just on the same wavelength right now. Laughing at us bonding, that I'm just like bonding with another person right now, and you're just over there vibing. This is very us, though. I go on tangents and you just vibe.
Yeah. I like to say a little things here and there, and then when you're done with the tangent, if I bring up Thrawn, then I go on the tangent. Thrawn is like the only Star Wars tangent I really go on, and Jedi Fallen Order. Which brings me into my next headcanon. Trilla Siduri is a lesbian. I do
Reba
not like.
Also a lesbian.
I do not like the ship between Trilla and Cal. Respect to anyone that do ship them. You're valid. Just not me. She's a lesbian. Leah, you're raising your hand.
Hi. as a representative of Avar Kestis, a Jedi. Cal Kestis is a trans woman. Hasn't realized it yet. Thus, this is how Marin and Trilla can both be lesbians and still be inexplicably.
I see where this is going. I see the vision, and I'm here for it. Even though I've never played Jedi Fallen Order, I'm here.
You need to play.
Not only is Cal a trans woman who has a trans lesbian specifically who hasn't realized it yet.
Yes!
So is Reese Silas. I rest my case. We can now increase the High Republic characters mentioned to 2.
The High Republic, where all of the gays are.
Oh, yes.
The polycule is, in fact, canon. That was canonized officially in Fallen Star. Thank you, Claudia Gray. I cried. Anytime the firebrands were, I was like, thank you. You made this a polycule and not a love triangle. I love you for this. I was scared for a hot second. But we're good.
Then the end. And it's just not okay.
We don't
talk about the end.
He's swimming. He's going for a little swim. Obi-Wan swam. He is swimming.
Both Stellan Geers parallels. They're literally the same character in a different font, like.
Oh, that's the other headcanon, so Obi-Wan's just a Stellan Geo stan.
Yes. If we get that canonized in Padawan, I will never shut up about it.
It's Stellan Geo's fan Obi-Wan, and then it's Elzar Man fan Luke, and then it's Avar Chris fan Rey.
Yes.
And it works
it worked. And see, Rey knows who Avar is because Luke had a holocron that had her in, and now
that
she has
it. Her in it.
Yes.
It's also Leia So Stan Padme. I can't remember who said it.
Yes.
Someone said that, that one picture in The Rising Storm when like he's holding Lena, Selen's holding Lena So's body, and was that picture. Padme has that picture in her office.
He would.
100%. Becca, do you understand anything of what we're saying?
No. I read I read Light of the Jedi. I read Light of the Jedi.
You don't really know who Stellan is, though, but it's fine.
No. I just see everything based off Twitter.
Speaking of different fonts, I made the discovery that the Firebrands and Obi Quinsage are the same but in different fonts. And I found this out when I was listening to my Firebrands playlist. I was like, wait, this is just Obi Quinsage. What is happening?
Well, yeah, because they fall into the same Jedi trio. The same Jedi trio archetypes.
Yep.
There's always the scholar, the paragon, and the wild card.
Yep. Yeah. I just love the Ventress and Avar are the same in this situation. It weirdly fits.
It does fit.
It's weird, but yeah. I think it's because, like, Avar has her little, like, slight I'm insane moment in the comics. Really, as much as I loved it, I wish that could also have been in the books, because that's my
one. I
want
to know what
gripe.
She's thinking.
That's my one gripe. It's my one gripe with Phase 1 is that it was so interconnected that Avar's story just moved to the comics, and then you kind of got to her arc in the Fallen Star, and if you didn't read the comics, you had no idea what was going on. And a lot of people don't do everything. They just read the books. And so they're missing out on Aver's entire story arc, especially when they set her up in Light of the Jedi to be one of the main characters. Because I thought what they were going to do, it was going to be, like, Eivor and Elzar in Light of the Jedi, Stellan and Elzar in Rising Storm, and then all three of them as main characters in. Because they were set up to be main characters, only for Eivor to drop off and then go in the comics. Now it's like, okay, it was, I loved her arc, but why was it here?
Yeah, so I only read, all of the books of Wave 1, and then I only read the main novel series and the young adult books until I got to the one that made me cry like the whole time. From when I first
90 pages
from when
that book,
this was,
so please don't spoil it yet.
This was, I'm just saying, this is when I first met Zine and Lula, and I was like, I have to go back and get their whole story now.
Yeah, that's.
And then I was like, while I'm at it, I might as well also read the main High Republic comic.
Yeah, I got lucky because my friends sent me all of the High Republic main run for Christmas, so I got to read the entire High Republic main run before Fallen Star came out. But if I hadn't read that, would have been so confused in Fallen Star. I still haven't read High Republic Avengers yet because I can't get my hands on it. So I think that's the main reason I didn't have the biggest connection to Midnight Horizon like everyone else. I enjoyed it, but I wasn't like obsessed with it like everyone else was because I still don't really know who Lulu and Zine are. I know
them. I was obsessed with it without knowing who they were. Ooh, this is the signed copy. I'm putting this down.
The signed copy? The signed copy? This is my prized possession now. It's fine.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Claudia Gray held this and also found out that I was the Thane cosplayer at Celebration and wanted to see me, but it didn't happen. Yep. Anyway, it's fine. She was apparently very, very excited that I was dressed up as Thane. I'm like, I'm going to start crying. Good Lord.
But yeah, lots of canon queers in the High
Republic. Lots of canon queers.
Most of them women.
Phantom Sigh, my beloved.
Phantom Sigh.
Yeah.
Our queer elder. Did anyone
want to
talk about him? Or about that? Mea culpa. Fix it in post.
Again, I haven't read High Republic Avengers, so I don't know them that great. But
yeah,
I
love them so much.
In Midnight Horizon, I was like, you were the best.
I'm obsessed with their sideburns. I'm obsessed with them, period.
I'm usually not a fan of cybers, but I was like, this works.
It works for them.
Works for them.
It works for them.
Should we get Phantom Sigh in animation next spring? Like, in Young Jedi Adventures? Like, Yoda's there!
I would die for them.
I just, please. It might happen.
Yeah.
I would, like...
Now at the point, though, whenever I see Yoda, my brain just goes, oh, it's Phantom Sigh's bastard!
It's Phantom's master.
Look at that little gremlin go fight Dooku. That's Phantom's master. Let's go. I just don't want to think about Yoda having to hear that Phantom died, though. I can't do that. That's why he like definitely doesn't have the attachment thing come prequels, because he's dealt with the living everyone at that point. For him, it's not something he struggles with because he has to force himself to let go.
Yeah,
but.
Has anyone else, other than me, read all of High Republic Adventures here?
I've finished it. I've started it. I am like...
Have you gotten through the Bilboosa
arc? Danny's leaving.
Danny got up.
Walked
away. Huh? Danny just left. No, you're good.
No, I had to check which ones I had. I've only read, the first bound volume of High Republic Adventures.
It's not too much of a spoilery thing. For Zala Tarabal, his master, Obertuk Glee, is like 1,000 years old or something. And has a bunch of lightsabers. And at one point, Farzala, he's like, oh, Master, why do you have so many lightsabers? He's like, oh, I make one in remembrance of all of my former Padawans who, like, I outlived.
That's horrible.
I could not.
So that's what Yoda has to do also.
Oh, God.
And I'm just gonna put that out there.
And then, like, when he dies, we'll go put them all in the Kyber Arch, like, I cry.
Oh. Yeah, that's why Yoda was just so ready to die come Return of the Jedi, because I did watch Return of the Jedi last night. I know you all saw my live tweeting. It's just, my favorite part about that is he's just in bed, ready to die, and Luke's like, hey, is Vader really my dad? And he's just like, dude, I'm trying to die right now. Please take your, like, existential crisis somewhere else. He went through so much, he's like, I'm done. I've been sitting on this freaking swamp for, like, 20 years, let me die.
Oh, wait. Obertuck Glee doesn't just appear in the High Republic Adventures. He also appears in Eye of the Storm. And that is all I'm saying.
Just
wait.
Mention
Marcion
Rowe. I'm having a moment.
Like...
No!
I didn't mention Marcion Rowe. I said Eye of the Storm. I could have been talking about Asgard.
Kels?
I've been talking about Asgard.
It's still...
Kels? Keep it contained. Queer headcanons, people! Queer headcanons!
Claire Thompson did the voice in front of me and I started crying in front of him.
I would too, honestly, say like that.
I did the John Winnick voice in front of me when I was dressed as Lorna D, and, yeah.
Yeah, that man, I ran into him in line picking up my High Republic poster. Of course, that was when I found out my friend gave me her tickets to go see Kenobi early, and then it was right after I met Mark Thompson that I ran to Hayden Christensen. So, it was...
So, queer headcanons.
Oh, yeah.
Wedge,
we can all stay on topic!
How have I gone this long without mentioning... There we go. It's the Wedge Luke Joker. I'm gonna put it on my wall eventually, but Wedge Luke, in my mind, is canon. You saw that hug in Return of the Jedi. It was very, I'm seeing you after this. Plus, I heard there was an Empire Strikes Back deleted scene with them, and I'm like, why'd you delete that?
There is.
I could have had more Wedge. Also, Resistance Reborn, spoilers slightly, but Wedge having a breakdown when he found out Luke died, that was a lot. I was not ready
for
that.
That's gay behavior.
That boy is in love with Luke Skywalker and hot MILFs. He is a canonical MILF enjoyer, and I love him.
Wedge Luke is the Finpo of the original trilogy.
It is! And no one talks about it except me. And Din Luke took over. Now, I appreciate Din Luke. Din Luke is great. But Wedge Luke is the OG. And Wedge Luke at least has conversations and, like, book interactions and a hug. Din Luke, they stared at each other for 2 seconds. No hate for Din Luke, love it, but Wedge Luke is the OG. We need to talk about it more. Also, stop pushing back Rogue Squadron, I'm gonna go insane. It's fine.
That sounds so bad, and I'm just scared it's gonna get cancelled and never happen. Please don't let that
happen. No, we're not gonna talk. Every time they push it back, I'm like, this is a movie that, one, should have happened, like, even pre-Disney era Star Wars, considering how much, like, the Rogue Squadron books and Legends did so well, and how Wedge is one of those characters that everyone is obsessed with, and, like, wants more of, and then it hasn't happened, and then I was surprised that when Disney bought Star Wars, that wasn't one of the first solo movies they wanted to do. Is a Rogue Squadron movie. But now here we are. It's getting pushed back. I just want my Top Gun with X-Wings. Is that too much to ask for? Like, Top Gun's doing great right now. Do that, but with X-Wings in space. And we're good. Either that or...
So make them gay. Because
so make them gay. Because there's something very homoerotic about a bunch of men hanging out a lot in dorm rooms.
Men hanging out.
Yep.
Homoerotic behavior.
And then working out and doing everything together. That's why everyone in Greece was gay. Anyway.
Alright, more headcanons. Who's next?
So with... How do you believe sex ed is done in the Jedi Temple? Is it one giant cloud? Or by master?
Oh, my favorite headcanon, though, is that, like, someone said that, like, for, I think it was Alanis, pretty sure she did this, where, like, Anakin gave Ahsoka the, like, Jedi equivalent of the American Girl, the Caring and Keeping of You book, and was like, here, read this, and if you have any questions, ask that. I was like, yeah.
Any questions, ask Padme.
I mean, Padme would probably be way more, like, way better at that than him.
Well, yeah, he's the demisexual that's had a crush on the one woman his entire life. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just happy to be there.
Is he happy to be there?
He's happy to participate with Padme, obviously. Thank God for Mo Chen for confirming Padme is the kinky one in the relationship. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, that happened.
I was dying. I was like, Anakin's just like, we're having this fun little picnic date, and she's like, I have a blanket. Let's take her somewhere quieter. And Anakin's like, oh.
And thank Daniel Jose Older for confirming Cantum Sai's sexual preferences.
Yes.
You know, we love our canonical edging enjoyer. Yeah. Love that.
The Jedi have also taken a sudden gap year.
Love the Jedi gap.
I feel like that should be a normal thing. I think everyone would benefit from
it
the Jedi
be.
Gap year.
It should.
You need a year to just go around, do your thing. Either realize, hey, the Jedi is for me, or I really need the Jedi Order, let me come back, type thing.
Like, certain Jedi also need a gap year, just randomly in the middle of their life. Like, you need to just stop for a minute. You're causing yourself issues by just
like, right. I was a man going to meditate. Just, yeah. Let me go meditate for, like, a year. See ya. Yeah, anyway, Ransom Gisterfo is in fact asexual, and I will die on that hill. Should also read Bloodline, and trust me.
Yes.
Anytime
but then read Resistance Reborn, because...
And read it right afterwards, because you're going to need to read Resistance Reborn afterwards.
Yeah.
And, like, anytime I tell people to read it, they start to be like, why do you like Ransom? And I'm like, just get half
you
have
to finish the book.
Just keep going. Please, it's better. And then you become obsessed with him, and then it's in your mind, and then there's, like, no art, or, I don't even know what he looks like. Love him, though. He should have been in Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. If there's a sequel show and we don't have him and Rey doing quarterstaff training together, I will riot. That needs to happen. Like,
it's canonically met. It needs to happen. Especially because, like, they're both besties with Leia, so they have, like, that connection, too. Yeah, Ransom Gisterfo, one of my glup shadows that no one knows about, and I will just go on tangents about.
Rear and Joff. See, I'm just way too obsessed with Rey, because she's, like, the one chronically ill character in, I think, the entire Star Wars canon, and I'm like, oh, you're very special to me.
No, wait. No, because I think, I don't know if you read Rebel Rising, but Jin has a boyfriend at one point. And her boyfriend's sister has the same illness that Gru does. I read those two back to back, and I was like,
blood.
Hey!
I need to read Rebel Rising.
So that's why I started thinking that that was a normal thing, and I just happened to read the two books that it's in back to back. Yeah. Love, canonical, not chronic illness. Wow. Sometimes I really struggle with talking. Fine.
Words are hard sometimes. My brain just
really hard. I'm suddenly spacing every single cannon ship or
I could randomly call on someone and put them on the spot.
Do it.
Danny.
I'm talking too much.
Queer head cannons.
How about lesbian Arlani?
Yes. Would you like to elaborate?
She radiates MILF or just general hot girl that could step up me and I'd be okay with the energy.
Yep.
You're so right.
Nora Wexley also gives off that exact same energy. Or will not explain, but she does.
Increasing the aftermath characters count.
I could not get through a whole podcast episode without mentioning my favorite MILF in Star Wars, okay? Like, Snap's just mad at everyone for having a crush on her. I'm like, dude, have you seen what your mom looks like? Sir. I'm honestly, kudos to Wedge for not collapsing instantly. Because I would've.
You know, I forgot to increase it for Wedge.
I talked about Wedge so much.
So the whole sequels gang, they just quit and said, like, Ray Rose, I will die
Ray
on that hill.
I believe in Ray Rose solidarity.
And Finn Poe, it's just a polycule, it's just...
Oh my god.
I'm passionate about lesbian Ray, but I'm also there for pansexual Ray.
But I see both.
I would be agreeable to you.
Yeah.
I'm
see
like,
both.
Either one's fine, but she's not straight.
Definitely not. There's nothing straight about her.
Ben was a compet, because we all have that. We lesbians, we have that compet where we think we're in love with them, and then we realize, wait, I'm actually gay.
Thrawn is my compet. Thrawn is my compet. It's so... Crosshair was for 5 seconds. I'm like, no way, he's actually, like, ugly.
No, Becca, you say Thrawn
is your compet. He's so ugly!
You say that yours is embarrassing. My compet is worse, and he's not even a Star Wars one. We're not going to talk about my compet, because it's embarrassing.
Is it who I'm thinking of?
Is it? Yeah, okay, yeah.
I can't even see your shirt because of how pixelated your screen is.
It's Riddler from the Batman!
You didn't have to say it! But that is obvious.
Yes. The worst compet of
I've got another character to add to the could step on me and be okay with it lesbian energy. Lorna D.
Yes.
This is where Leah comes in. This is the time to go for it, girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Her in the comments, yes. Like that one panel in issue 15 where she's just committing atrocities and murdering people, and I'm like, damn, you look really hot right now.
Oh my god. When she was just like, teeth. I was like, okay. Go for it.
And, you know, if there is no one who is more into everything that Lorna's got going on than Quinn.
So true.
And I stand by that. Who are you to follow her to your quite likely death immediately after she finished asking the question? I'm the Lorna. You go, Quinn. You're desperate, but you go.
Anytime you guys talk about Quinn, my brain, because I call Quinlan Quinn, I'm just like, can we time jump? And I'm like, my brain's like 0.2 seconds, I'm like, Quinlan and Lorna, I see it, but also what?
I mean, I see that too, but like, no, we're talking about Quinn the Bivol.
I know.
Not Quinn the Bivol.
Also, before Tempest Runner came out, I was just chilling with my trans Lorna D headcanon, and I maintain that because she had sharp teeth, and I was like, no, that's very transgender of you.
No. Here, I have the whole timeline worked out in my head for how this works, okay? Okay, so, like everyone's other favorite green Twi'lek trans bisexual woman, Hera Syndulla, she, you know, she realized who she was and came out at a very young age. You know, her parents on Aeloth were pretty well funded, but so you know, they got her hormones and stuff, and they never sharpened her teeth. You know, Aeloth being a kind of a backwater planet, you know, they didn't have surgeons who could do like the ear conification surgery, which is why she wears the metal caps over her cone, over her ears. Right. So all that goes on. And then, you know, because she's surrounded by men who are terrible to her, she's like, you know, maybe I will sharpen my teeth and that'll intimidate them. And then she always wears the mask after that because she doesn't want to look at her reflection in the mirror because she sees the sharpened teeth and she's like, but I fought so hard to not have that. And transformative.
Trans Twi'lek from the Book of Boba Fett.
I was literally just about to mention him too.
I miss him so much.
You know what they say? Gender is stored in the lectu.
It really is. I just look like everyone freaked out about that, but then like he's there, and then Star Wars they just be like, yeah, he's here. Just to give him an idea, he was just there vibing. Rest in peace, man. I miss you.
If I didn't know that Mon Mothma couldn't die in Andor, I would be scared, because Star Wars just keeps killing all the worlds.
Just know that Rhea and Mon Mothma are
everything. For now, well, yeah.
Actually, because Mon
I'm gonna be unwell if you see what happened to Eleni Syndulla. I was terrified waiting for
so to come out because I was like, oh my god, we're gonna have to watch her die. It didn't happen, but I would.
There's the whole sub part of the trans woman Harrison Dula theory, which is that she never actually did have a younger brother. Cham just left that on.
I see what you're doing. I'm vibing with this. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
I rest my case.
Okay. So. Tusken Raider lady. Lesbian. Yes. Love her. If we could get a show about the Tuskens, that would be cool.
That was
my favorite part of the book of all that was the entire Tusken arc. Tusken child is my child. I would do anything for that child. The one thing I wanted from Book of Boba Fett was that he just didn't die. Mm-hmm. Didn't get that, so
Fennec Shand, lesbian.
Fennec Shand and Boba Fett are lesbian and gay man solidarity. They're vibing.
Cobb Vanth,
true.
Gay.
I mean, you're telling me that the Boba Fett balance fight is supposed to be... either of them are supposed to be straight? No.
Also, Bo Katanbury, she's a lesbian.
Oh,
no one will ever change my mind.
Oh my god. For sure.
Every time Zax and I talk about Bo Katanbury, the thing is to tell him that she's a lesbian.
See, we gave... We're in a group chat with him.
He gave further explanation for her.
Bo-Katan is not for the men.
No.
I'm not saying.
I will defend her actions with my life when season 3 of The Mandalorian comes out. I don't care if she's committing atrocities. She deserves to.
To help him right because he can't hold women, but that's a topic for another day.
I'm viscerally afraid of him writing Kira. Like,
ooh!
Bye, Kira.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
That is a
bye. And Leia.
Han Solo's also bye.
Yes.
Han's bye. Well, okay, we gotta bring this in. Balance Nation. Friggin' Balance is bye.
Wait.
For everybody.
No one mentioned that Lando is...
See, Balance is with... Lando on my list.
We never mentioned Lando.
Only extra textual evidence. only extra textual confirmation, I guess. There is the evidence for valid. But yes, but it is still outside of the text.
This is true. Ethan, write it into the next I still haven't read Bounty Hunters, but I just know all about Valens because I hung out with Hayden all of Celebration Week, so I feel like I know everything about him at this point. Because Hayden's told me everything, I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, how can we disrespect Lando like that?
Sorry, Chris.
Well, because, again, it's only extra time. It's only outside of the time.
Yeah. That's
he deserves to kiss a man on the mouth. Like, just let
he deserves to.
Him and Han both kissed on the mouth.
It makes me sad when characters are made canonically
so deleted scene and it's just them kissing.
Off screen or, like, just, like, randomly, because it happened with She-Ra, too. Like, some of the characters are, like, canon, like, trans or queer, but it's not shown in the show. It's just like, oh yeah, the creator said it later. I'm like, I would love to see that in the show because that's so important. Mm. I've been on a tangent about that.
Luke is gay though. That's
Luke.
For sure.
No one shows up in that outfit to go fight your dad unless you're gay. Also, no one like gets very excited to not only hug Han, but also hug Wedge. Like, literally, watching that hug, like, Wedge kind of goes in for the fun little handshake, like, yeah, because he's handshaking everyone because he blew up the Death Star. In comes Luke, grabs his vest, and just pulls him in, and then loops his hand under Wedge's helmet so he can, like, hold him tightly. I'm like, I see you for what you are, dude.
Mark Hamill knew what he was doing.
Mark Hamill knew he was gay. If Mark Hamill says that Luke is gay, Luke is gay. Because Mark's like, if you see him as gay, he's gay. But Mark, you get it. Thank you. Also, the Star Wars Twitter admin did tell me themselves that Wedge is gay. That was like the highlight of my month last week.
I'm surprised you didn't get that framed.
I have a screenshot, and I will get it framed. That was wild, though, because we just finished recording last week, and I got on Twitter. The first thing I saw was that they replied to me the first time. I was like, this is insane. And then replied to me the second time, thus knowing that they have gone through my tweets significantly, because it's been a hot second since I talked about my Wedge look. With Twitter admin, we love you. You're doing great. Called out the homophobes a few days ago. That was amazing.
Good. Good for them.
We also got confirmation they are in the West Coast, which makes sense because that's where Lucasfilm headquarters is. But I'm so convinced it's someone in the micro-influencers chat. But anyway.
Also, back to headcount. Padme Amidala. Because. Demi bisexual. Look, there's this one passage in Queen's Hope which I'm like, this is kind of sexy, and I'm like,
E.K. Johnston did tell me that she's Demi. She did. I'm like, Anakin's Demi. And she's like, yeah, both him and Batman are. And I was like, you get me. Thank you, E.K. Johnston. Wait, hold on, we've gone this long and I haven't talked about my favorite gay boy, Maul.
Our last episode is titled Maul is Gay.
Maul is gay! No one has an obsession with a man that long. Unless there's something homoerotic going on. I need Ewan McGregor to find out about that one, because when that one interview where he, like, that one girl said that she had a crush on all his face was just, like, of course, Hayden's just sitting there laughing, because when Hayden's seen Clone Wars, so he kind of, I'm assuming, gets the appeal, because Clone Wars, like, Maul is very different than Phantom Menace Maul, but when you just see Ewan's face, like, grossed out, I'm like, wait till you find out that Maul's in love with everyone. I want to see what his reaction is to that. Yeah, he's a little gay Zabrak boy, just wants to be loved, because he was never really loved at any point in his entire life. so it's really sad. I have a lot of sad Maul thoughts.
An analysis about Maul.
I could do a whole analysis on Maul and why he's a tragic hero, but it's fine. I do have a Maul battle. The Maul Squad going.
For those that can't see...
Where's my thrushy?
Kels is holding up three different stuffed Mauls again.
I don't know where Thrushy is, but...
Okay. Good. I don't want to see him. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I don't need to see Thrushy.
I'm
Thrushy
jealous.
I should have had my stuff blurred here. Mm. His name is Einan D. Yes, he's named after Lorna's brother.
That's amazing. We had that. In a very good one thing, because... My friends got her for me, and yeah.
Excellent.
They love stuffed animals. They give so much serotonin. Anyway, does anyone have any more headcanons, or do we just pull out everything we have?
I mean, I always have more, but we're getting into gluffier and gluffier
I'm about to mention Thane, and no one knows who he is, so we're just gonna keep
going. Danny needs to speak. This Danny is important.
Lesbian Ahsoka. And her comp hit is Stupid Lux.
Stupid Lux.
And Kaden are married and in love.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he was the one that pursued her. She was just confused and actually had a crush on Stila, but just couldn't tell the difference. Because that happens.
Sure.
You think you like the guy, but it's actually the woman. But, you know, it's not like I had that happen to me. Fine.
Well, saying the fact that we might get to hear Caden Marte say, I could kiss you to a Sopatano, and in...
Caden!
Like,
Caden!
I don't think Caden, that moment
Sapphic.
Will happen.
I don't think so, because I do know, because I talked to E.K. Johnson at Celebration about it the day after they announced that, and she was like, it's not gonna be anything from the book because of copyright reasons or something, but like... She will fight an Inquisitor, but it won't be the scene from the Ahsoka novel or something. But yeah.
How many Inquisitors
is there?
She
is a Caden appearance, though, even if it's not like the same. Just have her there.
Caden and Miara, we need to see both.
I know. Also, for Claire's sake. We make the rounds.
I think so.
Alright. We've kind of touched on this slightly in the beginning. But, like, what's it like being an LGBTQ person in the Star Wars community? Especially recently. There's been a lot going on.
Interesting. It depends.
Yeah. When you find your fun little queer bubble, it's great.
Yeah.
I would say queer Star Wars fans are the best Star Wars fans. Because we're all just vibing, and then when you leave the bubble, you're like, oh wait,
like, oh,
this actually
I forgot.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Like when your content reaches that
gets
side.
Gets on a straight TikTok, and you're like, oh no.
Because it's happened to me too many times where I've posted, like, especially last year, like all of my Star Wars gay stuff. I always got so many comments from that side of TikTok, like the homophobic dude bro side. I got death threats, I got a lot of homophobia, hate comments, and I'm like, over me saying that this character's gay, like, I feel like it's not that serious, but, like, but, you know how, we all know how dude bros are, and every single fandom has those people. There's always, unless it's, like, a queer fandom, like it's only a queer fandom. So when you have stuff like, big stuff like Star Wars, you're gonna have those kinds of people, unfortunately. And it's, what I do like is, I follow a lot of queer Star Wars fans anyways, so my TikTok is mostly gay. If it's not Star Wars, it's just other gay stuff. But, so I don't really, like, I don't see homophobia, like, on my timelines or anything, but if I post something, I always get at least one comment. At least one. There's always at least one one person who thinks that their opinion matters to me.
Yeah, my wedge loop video is slowly making its rounds in straight TikTok, and I'm like, please, get out of there. I need to go. It's stressing me out. But what can you do?
So, like, I haven't really experienced anything really bad. It's just mostly that I am not seeing myself on screen or anything, or didn't, like, get to learn more about myself by seeing other people on screen or meeting other people until, like, much later when I, like, entered the bubble. Like, TikTok has been great for that and, like, learning more about potential things about myself. Though, being in that bubble is, like, when you have to pop out of that bubble is kind of weird, because, like, I don't know if anyone watches Stranger Things, but did not realize it was a surprise to everyone else or to other people that Will was gay.
It's obvious.
I've seen that, and I'm like, are we watching the same show?
There's so much subcontext for that. Like, it's season one. Mm-hmm. What? I haven't watched season four yet, because I've been on sort of brainwashed, but I will get there. But,
That the Kenobi premiere day / Stranger Things premiere day was like hilarious on Twitter, because half of them are Star Wars, and then there's like the one or two people that are like Stranger Things. And
like, that was like my TikTok.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Star Wars. Yeah. I always know to never, like, whenever like the official Star Wars account posts anything queer, I know to never look in the comments. But
it's horrible.
I do.
You still do. You know not to,
but you still do.
It's just like, oh.
Yeah. Well, like, you go in the comments, people are like, but when they post all the pride comment hearings, everyone's like, no one asked for this. Or, like, stop making it all political. Like, you know, we've all seen them, so the
oh
same,
my
like,
God.
Five responses. But it's, like, always there, and they're just so loud. And I'm like, right, people actually hate us. I always forget this.
Yeah, I just use those as opportunities to expand my block
list. It's like, cool, free block list, let's go.
I think one of my favorite things about, like, the higher public content specifically is that it's just so... The side that I interact with anyway is just so nice. It's just like, everyone is chill and nice about stuff, and it's mostly gay people,
yeah.
And it's great.
Because it's books and comics, and the average dude bro is not going to read canon books and comics. They'll read Legends, which is a shame, because Legends is great. It's just the dude bros are so weird about it that I'm like, I don't want to talk about it, because you're all weird, and you freak me out. You can enjoy both. Anyway, but, like, so that's why
and
I have these nights, and why I
want
to go
on
screen. Sorry, no, but, like, I want it on screen, because I want more people to experience it, because obviously, like, not everyone reads or can read or has accessibility, but with it becoming broader, it's bringing the dude bros in with it, and I'm like, well, we have a nice little thing going, and I like it. You can go, Leo.
Only are they books and comics, but they are books and comics that are dripping with LGBTQ representation. And, you know, that aren't just white characters, you know, characters who aren't all men.
Yeah.
Great. It's awesome.
It's so good.
Could do with a few more queer men, but...
Holding out for that in phase two. That was you, yeah, that was you that wanted the trans lesbian. Was that you that tweeted
that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and then I was like,
Death, not I.
That, yes.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. There's, like, no disability rep in the High Republic yet, or, like,
yeah.
None that is meaningful.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Lena So has a prosthetic leg. When does that ever...
And, yeah.
But she also, like, isn't a character after that.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, because, like... Yeah, they could do some more disability. Because right now, you have two blind characters, I think, in all Star Wars, and it's Kanan and Chirrut.
Love them both.
I'm obsessed with both of them. There's nothing negative about that, but it's just like, there's more to that, plus there's that one line in Rogue One where it's like, are you deaf? I'm like, oh cool, so you confirm that deaf people do exist in the Star Wars universe. Where are they? Give me a deaf Jedi that uses the Force and is so well in tune with the Force. Like, it would
Or just like, a deaf pilot.
Yes! That too, because like, I've also been really pushing for this after Eternals with Makari. Like, just, I'm obsessed with her, and as a hard of hearing person, that was everything, and I'm like, can I have my, like, Eternals moment with Akari, but in Star Wars? Can I just have a deaf person somewhere?
I think I wrote a fan where Obi-Wan was either deaf or mute and used sign language. It was pretty good.
Yes. Because, like, with the amount of explosions and things going on in Star Wars, how has someone not lost their ears?
Well, they all gotta be some sort of hard of hearing.
I know. Like, how does this work? Like, they need some sort of space sign language somewhere. Yeah, I just
need we've already seen space sign language.
Okay, that's true. We do have that one. We do have the sign language with the Tuskens, which was cool and all, but they didn't have a deaf person in to do that. I just want more. Just that one scene.
Yes, definitely more.
Yeah.
Jedi, clones, etc. People who've been through war, they should be more hard of hearing. My dad's was an infantry dude, and he never went to war, but he still can't hear out of the one ear very well.
Yeah. No, like, my grandpa was in an explosion, one of them, and so he was deaf after that. Like, it was like, there's so many explosions, how does Anakin have hearing? I mean, granted, he kind of counts, because if you've read the Revenge of the Sith novelization, the suit does the hearing for him in a way, like, kind of just how it works, because it describes how, like, when he hears stuff, it doesn't feel natural because the suit's doing it for him. So that counts, but I'm also just like, also because he was burnt alive to a crisp, so I wouldn't call that representation. So yeah, Star Wars, you're doing great, but we have a long way to go.
For sure.
Let's just keep going.
In so many
going
areas.
Going in good directions.
In so many areas.
In so many areas. We're getting there.
Slowly.
Keep chugging.
Because
it has doubled in, like, the past few years, which is nice, but
I feel like dude bros, they see any character that isn't, like, a straight, white, cis man, like, this is getting political. Like,
they're always gonna be like that.
They always say that.
I was like, Lando? That was a black man? Like, you are just fine with Lando. Why is Finn a thing? Also, the whole Reva thing.
I mean,
like, said to be this big character as if, like, her character wasn't hyped up in the press tour and she was there the whole time on that press tour with Hayden and Ewan. I don't know what they missed, but she was there promoting the show as much as those two were. She's so cool, though. I am obsessed with her. I need a book about her, or a comic series, or something.
Oh, she definitely needs a book or something.
Yeah.
To, like, flesh out her journey to
Oblivion's lore. Yeah, I want something of those 10 years, because her character arc, I love the pace that they went with that. Or it wasn't Obi-Wan, it was Anakin that she was obsessed with, and she's like, cool, I'm just gonna go do this to fulfill my revenge, but I'm gonna be patient about it and take 10 years to do it, and I'm like, this is cool. I wanna know what's like inside your head. Get me in your head. It will stop now. Just keep going.
Okay, I will say, I think we've gotten to that point. So I'm going to say any closing remarks, and I will go first because I forgot to mention Kalzeb, which is one of my favorite ships of all time. Like, the honorable one, listen, that is my favorite episode, like, one of my favorite episodes, and it's just a whole, it's like Thrawn 2017. It's a love story.
It's so gay.
Like, they're ending. They shared an ending. What is that about? That's so gay, and I love it, because whenever I talk about Calizub, I remember I talked about the meteorite specifically, and I made a TikTok about it, and a bunch of, 12-year-old boys were like, they're just friends. Who's keeping his memento? Because it's, found family. No, it's not found family. I know what's found family, and I know what's gay. I know the difference.
Ghost crew, found family. Bunch Calizub, gay.
Gay. really that's gay. That's all. That's my closing remark. Okay, I'm done.
I will say, well, current flicks. You go. Well, current flicks, because they just have, like family issues. Like, that one episode where they go back, but they go back to, Ogre's, his family with, the mine, and they're just, bickering the whole time, and it's, yes, this is the gay representation we need. And you should watch Resistance, because it is good.
Yeah, closing remarks.
I want more of Phantom Psy, and I want them written by a non-binary. No hate to Daniel Jose Older. He did an amazing job with Phantom Psy. But I want Phantom written by someone who has a gender closer to theirs.
Yeah. Good. Annie?
My closing remarks. I think what we've done so far, it's great. The High Republic, Ronin, a lot of the other books where there's canon queer characters is really great. But it does need to make it into other media, like actual canon, actual in the story, instead of directors, authors, etc., after the fact saying something like, oh yeah, they were together, or whatever. And if you are going to read a queer book, read something from the High Republic, or read Ronin. As someone who spent the last year randomly deciding to take Japanese classes, I think you really should read Ronin, because it also really does great work with the Japanese origins of Star Wars.
I also can't believe I didn't talk about gay Ezra, but now I am. That boy is full-on gay. Also, lesbian Sabine Wren. Read Aftermath for Syndra, Wrath, Velas, and Wedge, but this is the Pride episode. So, ready for Syndra. He is still one of the best-written queer characters we have. So good. Wedge Luke is canon. I do think about non-binary Ezra. I'm just gonna put yeah, that's my closing remark. Aftermath, baby.
Did everybody go? You guys know, yeah. I don't have a good memory.
Yeah, we all went. I mean, sure. And then I closed, because okay. That's what people who host podcasts do, I think.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for joining, and thank you to the listeners for listening. We hope that we can create bigger conversations about, the existence of LGBTQ plus people in Star Wars in general, because the fandom has a long way to go. The fandom, specifically, too, has a long way to go. But thank you so much for listening. And, yeah, that's it. Bye.